I was in yeshiva in Israel. I was privileged to hear a few times from someone we knew, first time we heard him, that he was a great man, and only became more famous after he was nifter. Unfortunately, he died in a car accident at a fairly young age, named Rav Shimshon Pinkus. He's become very famous posthumously through his works. And he gave us a very long talk on Sukkos. I just want to share one small part of that talk with you. He said on Sukkos we have very strange tfilos. Specifically, something we don't have the rest of the year. We have the Hoshanas. Hoshanas really a little hard to understand. We just say Hoshana and then something, Hoshana and then something, Hoshana and then something. And it doesn't really resemble tfilos that we say the rest of the year. He gave a mashal to try to help us understand it. He said one time he was in his house, sits at a computer and he writes his forum, and he got a knock on his door at 2, 3 in the morning. His neighbor was standing there at the door, a little beside himself, a little embarrassed. And he said, "Rebbe, I'm sorry to bother you at this very, very late hour, but I saw the light was on. So I just wanted to know, do you happen to have any shoko?" Now, for those of you who have enjoyed it, especially in a bag, shoko is the Israeli chocolate milk. And he said, "I happen to have some shoko. Please come in. I'll give you some. But just out of curiosity, why did you have a certain sudden craving at 3 in the morning for shoko?" So he said, "I'll tell you what happened. My 1-year-old son woke up in the middle of the night and he decided he wanted shoko. And I told him, no, go back to sleep. And he was not makabel that. And he started screaming, he wants shoko. So I offered him a different drink. No, I offered him something else. No, he went through a bunch of Israeli examples. I offered him bamba. I offered him bisli. Right? All the good things that we grew up with. And every time I offered him something else, he got angrier and angrier, and now he's just throwing a temper tantrum, screaming his head off, banging his fists on the wall, screaming, shoko, 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 shoko. So I have two choices. He's waking up all the neighbors, like, put him out on the street, or here I am, my other choice, embarrassing myself in front of the rabbi's house at 3 a.m., asking to borrow some shoko." He said, that's a little bit of what's going on Sukkos. We just had the young Noraim. We were like a little kid who shows up after a long year of living our lives. We show up at the front door, like when you have a little kid, he shows up after a day out in the playground. So you open the door, you see your kid, and you want to let him in the house because he's your kid and he lives here, but can't really let him in because he's filthy from head to toe. Just spent the whole day playing outside. He's sweaty, he's dirty. And you want to give him a hug, but, you know, it's a dry cleaner hug at that point. You can't touch him. So you say, "Listen, come on in. Don't turn right, don't turn left. Just head straight for the bathroom. I'll toss you in the tub. And then when you finally clean, I can embrace you the way I want to." So that's what the Yom Noraim are for, to bring us into the sukkah. The goal was to bring us close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bring us into the sukkah, into what they call the Tzilah De'Emunusa, into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's embrace. But he needed to clean us up first. And that's best represented by the Tfilos of the Hoshana. We stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we say, only this time of year, only the time of year where we're so close to the Ribbono Shel Olam that we can bring him a gift of water and pour the water on the Mizbeah, and that's as great as the finest wine. It's almost like a little kid bringing home a project of some scribbles from kindergarten and saying, "Look what I made." And you see the scribbling, and where does it go? It goes right up on the refrigerator because my kid made this for me. Now, that's the closest we have over Sukkos. That's the special kind of time it is. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands how close we are, and he allows us to say a tefillah like the Hoshanas, where we can just sit in shul and say, Hoshana, 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 Kodesh Baruch Hu, you have to save us, you have to help us, you have to take care of us. And he only really has two choices. He can either throw us out, or he can give us what we want. He can save us, he can help us, he can sustain us throughout the year. Because that's how close we are on Sukkos, following the cycle of the Yom Noraim, leading into Zman Simchaseinu. Should be Zoche to a time of Simcha, time of closeness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and eventually bring us back to the Sukkos David HaNofalos.